Welcome to PMT special topic episode. LeBron Legacy. Should be a good one. As usual, I'm one of your three hosts, Brandon Lessing. To the left of me is
Justin DeFoo.
And to the left of him is
Rico Kowalski, aka Akeem Thompson. Yes, I brought my extra name in there again.
It's been a while since we heard the AKA.
Because it's a special. Because it's a special.
Special episode alert.
Excuse me. All right, well, I mean, let's not even play around. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
LeBron Legacy. 3-5 in the finals. We gotta talk about that. 3 finals MVPs. 4 season MVPs.
Yo, I still put him in my top five,
he's
man.
He's in your top five.
Yeah, he's in my top five, bro. Going out to be the best small forward in all time.
Is he better than Larry Bird?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
You have him above Larry Bird right now?
Yes.
Wow. LeBron is number 10 in my top 10.
Care to elaborate?
Number one, Kobe Bryant. I'm joking.
The dirty looks you guys.
Number one, Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Number two. What happened?
That says man, middle name. Continue.
You lucky I ain't go Air Jordan too, right? I should say Michael Jeffrey Air Jordan out here, man. Jump man. Obligatory Drake shout out.
Who's number two?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right?
Number three.
I could agree with that.
I got Magic at number three.
Okay.
Who's number four?
Listen, he would definitely be number three for sure if he didn't, you know, have to retire early. But I still have a number three.
Too much.
I don't know why you're doing that. Like, this is a sound podcast, bro. But I feel you.
Too much. Dot.
Number continue. Four. I will. Number five. I'm gonna shock you with this number five. Shaquille O'Neal.
Continue.
I'm listening too.
Listen, Shaq may not have won the amount of rings he was supposed to ring because he's lazy.
Run off your list until you get to LeBron. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it after.
But Shaq, I mean, the man is a dominant force that he was, like, nothing else.
What's here?
Number six, Larry Bird. You looking at my? You don't gotta look at it. I'll read it, brother.
Let me hear again.
Number seven, Hakeem Olajuwon. Number eight, Kobe Bean Bryant. Number nine, Tim Duncan. Number 10, LeBron Raymond James. All right.
Is his middle name really Raymond?
Or is it Ramon? I think it's Raymond. I think it's Raymond. All right, that's my top 10. He is in my top 10.
I'm going to tell you why I disagree with Wilt. Yes, he was a dominant force. Didn't win that many championships.
Should have won championships.
We are in agreement. I don't.
So how is he number four for you?
Yeah.
I can't ignore the stats.
Okay, yes, he had astronomical numbers.
He did.
He had astronomical numbers when it was 8 teams in the league, and he couldn't beat one.
Is he in your top 10?
Yes. But he's not number 4. He's in the bottom 5 for
honestly,
sure.
Honestly, I thought that was pretty decent, because I see people put him number 2.
No, negative.
I've had a conversation over the last 2 weeks where someone said he's number 1 over Michael Jordan.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They said he's number 1. So I thought... Having him at 4, I thought that was decent.
He's decent. Towards the ending, correct for me.
Decent. Okay. Well, where else?
I would definitely put
Kobe over who?
Kobe's in my top 5.
Yes.
Really?
Kobe's in my top 5.
I'm putting him over Wilt. Are you serious?
Okay.
I'm putting LeBron over Wilt.
LeBron's number 10. All right.
Yeah, I'm putting LeBron over Wilt too.
Are you kidding me?
Okay. Listen, I have no argument. I have no argument moving Wilt down. I've given him a little bit of respect. I agree that he should have won more, but I mean, the man has what, 5 of the top 6 scoring outputs ever.
This is how I'm gonna give it to you. Right?
He averaged 30.1 points a game. That's the second highest average in the league.
We're gonna say MJ. We're gonna say Kareem. We're gonna say Magic. Right? I'll bump Wilt Shaq.
You got Shaq 4.
I'll put Shaq 4. More titles, and he could have done more with his lazy behind.
But he didn't, and that's important.
Okay, but he did enough, right? After that, I'll give you... Wow. Honestly, I'm putting Kobe right after Shaq. After that, I'll put Tim. Then I'm putting LeBron. And then Bird, Olajuwon, and Wilt, non-winning behind, but stats can go 10.
I'll give you MJ, Kareem, Magic. I'm taking out Wilt and Shaq out of the top 5.
Wow.
I'm putting in Kobe and LeBron. Tim Duncan's number 6 for me.
Ooh. LeBron is in your top 5 already?
Yeah. You know why I'm putting him in my top 5?
I'm listening.
Because he was the one who changed every team that he was on. What was Cleveland before he came back? What was Cleveland before he got there, before he was drafted?
What was Miami
before he went over there? He's made every single team he's been on a winner. I can't ignore that. Okay, he may not have won the whole thing because I feel like, okay, the amount of games he plays, so you got to get tired at some point. Yeah, he's
Shaq, only needed, Shaq needed Dwayne Wade for that last
time. I was about to say, Shaq was the dominant figure, but Shaq had a second superstar everywhere.
And he needed them superstars to be superstars.
Exactly.
Besides his first stint in Cleveland, where he went to the finals once, got swept, also didn't make the finals, also didn't make the playoffs in his rookie season. Okay.
One season.
You put out stats, I'm putting my own stats up.
Okay.
That's one. Two, can we really be definitive in saying that every team he's went to, he's made them a super team? Because every team that he's went to...
I didn't say a super team. I said he made them better.
But every team he's went to, he's not the only addition to that team. They added another superstar to the team.
First of all, LeBron, to me, is one of the only guys I have has then done less, done with, had less on
done,
his team.
Done and more with less.
Yeah, more with less.
Where?
He's made a lot of people better. Did Kobe make people better? Dad, when he made the 8th seed?
But where has he done a lot more with less? Because...
His first time with Cleveland, who was on the team?
For the last 7 years, he's had, on Miami, he had 2 other top 10 players on his squad.
And bums.
Okay, but if you have 3 of the top 10 players in the league, you can surround them with anybody. You can go somewhere.
The last 4 players, he had top 10 talent. The last 3 seasons, he had top 10 talent.
And Cleveland,
Kyrie Irving top 10 player to you?
Yes, Kyrie Irving.
Is Kevin Love a top 10 player to you?
He's top 20.
Kevin Love is a top 20 player to you.
When Kevin Love came over from Minnesota, he was not a top 20 player? You're judging him on what he's doing on Cleveland. What he's doing on Cleveland is not his game. He's being asked to fall in like a puzzle piece that he doesn't fit properly. That's not his game. He's not a stand around the 3-point line
and shoot.
And it's the same thing that happened to Chris Bosh. When we watched in Miami, when LeBron or D-Wade did not play, and it was... one of the other playing with Chris Bosh had amazing games. He always had game. But you are the third fiddle when LeBron's on your team and you have another dominant guard. We saw it in Miami and we're seeing it in Cleveland. So to say that, oh, Kevin Love is like a bum now, he's just not... He has top 20 talent, and when he came over, he's a top 20 player.
I think he's better than Blake Griffin, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't know about that. But he didn't... Well, Blake's also my guy. It's not all of a sudden now, oh, he's like top 50. He had top 20 talent. I've seen it. I've seen it for a numerous amounts of years. And we've seen this blueprint already in Miami, and we saw what happened to Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh still had game, though, because as soon as LeBron left, he was balling. When it was just him and LeBron or him and D-Wade playing, he was balling. So we see the blueprint. We see what happens to the third fiddle power forward, stretch forward guy, and the same thing's happening to Kevin Love. And so in my eyes, he's still top 20 talent. So if you have 2 top 10 talents and 1 top 20 talent, that's still a strong team, is it not?
Fair enough, but...
So let's not say he's done less with more. Well, maybe LeBron in his early
play,
season,
but
yeah.
When LeBron doesn't play, what happens when Kyrie and Love play? They lose.
Okay.
Aren't they like 0-19 in the last 3 years or some nonsense like that?
Okay.
All I'm simply saying is
They're not good players.
No, they're...
Are they good players?
They're stars in their own right.
All that's saying to me is that LeBron is the final piece for that team. LeBron is not able to win with them or without them. He won once with them.
Like I said, he's done more or less. The first time he made it to the finals, he should have never been there.
So he's in your top 5?
I'd put him top 5, top 6, guy. Like, you put him at 10.
I have
before,
he's in my...
No way Bird's
before. What has he...
No way Bird's before him, and...
He doesn't have the stats.
Bird has the stats.
Yes, and the
Bird
rings.
Bird has three titles.
But what I'm saying is he doesn't have the stats yet.
Bird's
he will
had
have
better
the...
players throughout his career than LeBron James.
So
top 50 players.
So
LeBron James right now today is the best small forward ever to play the game.
Yes, okay. He's better than Larry Bird. I'm sorry. Okay. Hands down.
I'm gonna say he's the best small forward to ever play. But
right now, today.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so you're saying LeBron is not gonna stay at number 10 for you?
No, I don't think he is.
Okay, he's just number 10 right now.
He's number 10 right now, especially with a 3-5 record.
Okay.
If he had a 4-4 record, if he had a 5-3 record, I think we'd be having a different discussion.
You're looking past the consecutiveness to get to the finals, though.
I don't care about that because you know my feelings about the East.
Let me ask you. Would that change for Bill?
Would that change for who?
Bill Russell.
Is Bill Russell in my top 10? Did you hear me mention him?
No, but I'm simply saying.
Did you hear me mention Bill Russell in my top 10? I'm sure I'm going to receive lots of crazy social media response. Oh, it's Bill Russell not in the top 10. I don't respect his rings. He played against no one. At least Will Chamberlain was putting up stats.
You don't respect Bill Russell's rings, but you respect Will Chamberlain's stats. One. They both was playing against no one.
Yeah.
Because one man is putting up amazing stats. I mean,
Bill Russell wasn't putting up amazing stats?
Not Will Chamberlain's stats.
He was right there behind him. What are you talking about?
It's over.
You're bugging.
Word.
All right. The reason why Bill Russell's not in my top 10 is because he was like, oh, he has 10 rings. But I just...
He also had an amazing team, yes.
Thank you. Will Chamberlain stats, no matter what we're talking about, when you watch ESPN, they could be talking about anything in NBA.
Will Chamberlain's in it.
Will Chamberlain's name is there.
For no reason.
It's there. It's like, how is this guy, why is this guy even on this list?
Well, great, sis.
They're going to make up a stat tomorrow. Yeah.
And Will Chamberlain's going to be there. This hasn't been done since Will Chamberlain playing in the league. This just happened. We look back and we found out it happened before.
I wouldn't even be surprised if he has like 50 quadruple doubles or something like that.
He just might.
That's why he's there, and that's why I have him 4. I'm open to moving him around. Shaq's dominance and the fact that he's changed the way the game was officiated, the way the league played, I think has to be put there.
Right, but I'm putting him before Wilt, though. Simply because...
I'm not putting Shaq before Wilt.
The reason why I'm not putting Shaq before Wilt is because Wilt was Shaq
exactly before
Shaq.
Fair enough, okay.
Because he changed the game, all right? And Wilt has the numbers. Shaq should have performed better. A lot of where Shaq is on my list is because of what he did.
Laziness.
But also slightly, maybe 5-10% of what he could have done.
Yeah.
That type of dominant.
And free throws. Oh, man. Man could just...
Olajuwon won his first title. He was the only guy. That's like if LeBron, that team he took when he beat the Pistons, where he dropped 20 out of 29 points and went to play the Spurs and got swept. That's like if LeBron won against the Spurs that year. Yeah. Name another all-star... A superstar, star, on that Houston team that won that first ring.
Robert Horry.
Shut the hell up. It didn't exist. It's just amazing. And then you look at, he has the MVPs. He has the Defensive Player of the Year awards. He's the all-time
leader
in
blocks.
Oh,
y'all gonna give me Kenny Smith? I'm just joking.
You look at his dominance, especially on the defensive end. Playing as an undersized center.
Here's my thing. I'm not going to play in the land of what ifs.
But let's say
Jordan didn't decide.
Olajuwon don't got them rings.
Thank you, and you're not putting him in your top 10. I'm sorry, we're not playing.
That's a fact.
I'm playing the land of what ifs.
But that's not what happened. We don't live in the land of what if. And then also you look at the amount of people, especially in this modern era in the NBA, that go to Olajuwon to learn post moves. The amount of people he's taught post moves to, that people, this guy is the best. That's why he got to be in your top 10. That's why I have him so far up there. Kobe's my guy. I love Kobe, but it's just...
He's top six.
Your list that you have here, MJ, Kareem, Magic, Wilt, Shaq, Bird, Olajuwon, Kobe, Tim Duncan, LeBron, I would move up Tim Duncan.
Over Kobe?
No. Kobe's number 4 for me.
Yes.
Tim Duncan.
Kobe's number
4.
I don't like Kobe, and I think he's 4 through 6.
Kobe's my guy. Y'all know Kobe's my guy. He's my favorite player. But I'm not going to hype him up and put him number. He's not top 5, I don't think. I don't think he's top 5.
4 through 6, he deserves a spot.
Really?
4 through 6, he deserves.
Based
off of titles, 5. Granted,
I know he has titles.
What is he, number 3 all time in scoring?
Yeah.
That's fine. He also has the most
shots,
field goal misses in the league ever. Most shots. So that means he
just had to shoot a lot.
Yes, that means he shot a lot. That's what he does, get them points.
That's what he did. That's what he does.
And you know, it also, I mean, that's a bad stat, but it's also a good stat because it means that coaches thought he was that good to let him shoot whenever he wanted. But where I have him, I think is where he has.
I don't think coaches were really happy about him.
I don't have him. I don't have him top five. I don't.
I'm putting. I'll even move LeBron out of my top five and put Tim Duncan number five.
You have Tim Duncan over Shaq.
Because of the five rings.
It's four versus five. That's not enough reason
for
him to be.
Versus five, and he had to adjust to everything that Pop did, and he was still the dominant superstar.
Everything that Pop did, he was still the centerpiece of the team.
But it was still different system every time.
And here's my thing.
It wasn't different defense.
Here's my thing. 19 seasons of pure playoff.
Who's the better player?
We're going... That's apples and oranges.
Who's the better player?
It's apples and oranges to me.
Who's the better player?
I'm not going to answer that.
It's not apples and oranges. It's part of the discussion.
I'm not going to answer that question.
It's not top 10. It's top 10 winners.
This is how I'm going to compare it. Is Shaq the best center of all time?
Well, obviously not.
No.
Got Wilton.
No.
Him.
Okay. Is Tim Duncan the best power forward of all time?
You damn right.
Yes. That's why he gets a notch. That's how I put it. I'm not going to put it. Who's the best? I'm going to put it like that.
Is Tim Duncan the best? Is Tim Duncan the best big man ever?
It's not what he said.
That's what I'm asking. Is he the best big man ever?
Apples and oranges.
Oh, yeah. Apples and oranges. We're trying to cheat right now. Apples and oranges. I'm going to stick with that.
We're not even sure if Tim Duncan's all time best power forward.
What?
I don't think it says as.
Who is?
I'm just saying, I don't think the argument is as pure as y'all seem to think. Like, it's just done. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Obviously, we know who he wants to put in this conversation. Dirk Nowitzki.
No, Karl Malone is the first name I'm going to throw in. I think the discussion needs to be made. The only reason it's not being made is because he has no rings.
But he has Stockton.
He also ran up against Michael Jordan twice. Okay.
I'll look up some stats to see.
And he ran up against Hakeem Olajuwon. That was a team that they had.
Fair enough, but I'm.
But I think a discussion at least should be made also with Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki is a player that's going to finish in the top five in scoring, man.
Okay, that don't mean nothing to me.
I think that's amazing.
No, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm happy for
Tim
him.
Tim Duncan, you like to say, Karl Malone had Stockton. Tim Duncan had, who was his running mate? Greg Popovich.
Is that really a running mate?
It's a running mate when, how many players can you name have played for one coach their entire year? Hall of Fame coach.
Karl Malone, John Stockton, Jerry Sloan.
Okay, you named two. No, actually, Karl Malone hasn't played for one coach because then he left.
Well, yeah, because he left.
So, no, that one answer does not count.
He went to ring chase. Cut it out. I give it to you, Akeem. You got it, Akeem. Go ahead.
I'm asking you a question. Who else you all have? Greg Popovich is a Hall of Fame coach. He played for him for his entire career, and just because he's not playing on the court doesn't mean you can't count him. That was his running mate. It was. And he was an important piece to what Tim Duncan did.
19 seasons of dominance. That's the reason why I'm putting
it. And Tim Duncan left and they still dominated. But who was still there? Greg Popovich.
What were you about to say?
Duncan? I'm about to drop some bomb-worthy words, all right? All right, so that's his running mate. Now, Tim Duncan is not better than Shaq to me. And if you were drafting players in their prime right now.
Don't talk about if we would draft them players in their prime, because you know we're going to say Shaq.
The better player! And that's why he's higher on the list.
I'm putting Duncan before Shaq.
I will allow you to say that if you answer me this question. Who is the better player?
Apples and oranges.
Who is the better player? It's not. They're both big men. Who is the better player? Shaquille O'Neal or Tim Duncan?
One played the four, the other played the five.
Yeah. Who would you prefer to have on your team? Shaquille O'Neal or Tim Duncan?
Apples and oranges. Who's my coach?
Who's my coach?
Yo, we're deflecting so badly right now.
Shaquille O'Neal is a better player. I don't even. It's not even a discussion. Who's my coach? Not even a discussion.
Who's my coach?
It doesn't matter.
Do I get to pick my coach?
Yes, pick whoever you want.
I'm picking Greg Popovich and I'm picking Tim Duncan. I.
So Shaq can't run it in Greg Popovich's system?
Nope.
The system.
Shaq too doofy.
Shaq's too what?
Shaq too. I don't know. Shaq. If Shaq didn't. If Shaq was looking.
Greg Popovich runs.
Shaq was looking like season, his first two, three seasons when he was skinny.
I was about to say Orlando Shaq.
Oh my God.
Greg Popovich runs a hybrid triangle offense, so Shaq can't run in that offense?
I plead the fifth.
Yo, I can't with y'all. Listen, stop it.
Listen. Shaq is better than Tim Duncan, and that's why he's higher. Tim Duncan does not have enough rings over Shaq to go in front of him.
Shaq is better than Tim Duncan. Yes, we're aware of this. Shaq is the most dominant man in NBA that was in his era. But Tim Duncan, I'm putting him over him because he got 5 rings.
But why?
And he got 5 rings.
And
but Shaq has 19 four winning rings. Seasons
and 19
it's
winning
not like
seasons.
5 to 1 with Dirk Nowitzki. Yeah, I can't argue that.
Shaq changed the game.
4 to 5 is very... I'm not... The rings don't matter at that point. That's the same thing to me. We talking... Now we're talking who's the better player.
That's the same thing to you? Go ask them to if it's the same thing to them.
Well, they're not going to say it, but to me and who is judging them, I'm not... that I can't use that as the edge when Shaq is so much of a more dominant player than Tim Duncan was. I don't think it's even close.
I mean, Tim did beat Shaq some years, though.
Yeah. And
Shaq didn't beat him?
A couple times.
Shaq had a three-peat.
Not enough.
In Tim Duncan's era.
That was young Tim Duncan. Don't do that.
How was that young Tim Duncan when Tim Duncan had a ring before Shaq?
Because he had David Robinson.
And the two of them together.
He had a veteran.
He had a veteran Tim. But who was the finals MVP of that
and
series?
And those years, they were kind of.
Who was the. Shut up, Justin. Who was the final MVP of that series that they smacked up the Knicks, all right?
Tim Duncan.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, Jay. I didn't mean to be so rude.
But that would help my point.
That would definitely help.
That Tim Duncan is a better player.
And then rebuild the years, Shaq and them actually won three.
Better player than who? Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah.
How does that help your point?
Because you're saying a young Tim Duncan was still the finals MVP.
Yeah, but you're saying...
Was Shaq ever a finals MVP when he was that young? No.
But Shaq had a three-peat in Tim Duncan's prime of his years.
He ran through Tim Duncan three times.
Wasn't Spurs in a rebuild year going up? They had to bring in Manu.
In a rebuild year and they've had 50 wins every season Tim Duncan's played. Where's the rebuild?
Thank you. 19 seasons.
Tim Duncan is that great.
He can't flee. Where's the rebuild? Thank you. High five.
That great.
You proved our point. Thank you.
Three-peat. Three-peat in your prime. Thank you. We ran through three times in a row.
So you got three rings off some lucky shots from Big Shot Bob and a tap out with the .04 from Derek Fisher. Yeah. If any of those things don't happen, does that three-peat happen?
If Ray Allen doesn't hit a tap out.
We're not talking about that team.
Pass rebound from Chris Bosh with Tony Parker in his face.
Tim Duncan has 6.
But he doesn't.
If it wasn't for a tap out, it's luck.
Exactly it's my luck. Point. It happens in every series.
So Shaq got lucky.
It happens in every series.
In any of Tim Duncan's 5 championships, can you say, if this didn't happen, they would have lost?
Nope. No.
I can't. I got to go back, but I know I can't. No. Don't say I can't. I can't.
You can.
I can't.
For another podcast.
This whole section right here about to be his own podcast.
Facts. This is about to be a part 2.
We might just save it. We might not have to
21 points
next week.
Part A, part B.
Yeah. Yeah, but we can do that. I'm with that.
But listen, no. Shaq is better than Tim Duncan. I don't really think it's an argument. It's not a discussion.
Apples and oranges. Yeah.
Listen, let me hear your top 10. Who are you moving around? Are the names on my top 10 what you would have in your top 10?
Yeah.
And if not, Justin, since your face looks like you just smelled somebody patootie on your bed, who is not on there that you would put in, and who would you remove?
There's only one name I'd remove, right? It's called Elijah Wan.
For who?
Elijah
Wan is not a top 10 player in your eyes?
I have Elijah Wan at number 10.
The man has the qualifications of 2 rings, 2 finals MVPs. He has defensive player awards. He has season MVPs, all-time leader in blocks. Probably the best post man ever to play the game.
I disagree with that.
He's up there in steals. I said arguably. He's up there. Go ahead. Who would you put? Who would you have an argument with him for post?
Best post player
for post. Yeah, go ahead.
Kevin McHale.
I mean, I know Kevin McHale's nice in post, but I mean.
Have you seen some of his footage?
I saw the footage of David Robinson doing jumping jacks around Olajuwon in the post. Like, he didn't know what's going on. I thought he was doing calisthenics. So I've seen that.
Yeah, but shifting around, like I said, I agree with Akeem. Kobe has to be at least 4, 5, 6, right? So you got MJ, you got Kareem, you got Magic. I'm not putting Wilt 4, 5, 6. That's personally what it is, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm definitely putting Olajuwon. I agree with Akeem, 10. LeBron.
Listen.
LeBron's behind Kobe, and I'm sorry.
Are the names I have on the list who you would have on the list?
Along the lines, yeah.
Would you remove anyone off the list, and who would you put in if you remove somebody?
Nobody really you can remove.
I'm actually shocked that you have Kobe higher than where I have him at 8. I'm a little shocked.
I gotta have him. Look, man. Based on titles, I gotta put him before Bird. I apologize.
Bird, who are you apologizing to?
To Brandon, because for me, Bird to me is 9.
We're talking titles, but we're talking all awards. Right. Bird has more season MVPs also. He has more season MVPs.
Okay,
he has
but we more do, finals we've had conversations where we've said Kobe does deserve.
He has more finals MVPs. I know that he deserved more season MVPs. We're only going off by the numbers. We're only going on what he has.
All right.
And in this discussion, everything is put into what's going on. I would love to move Kobe up. I have him at 8. Argument can definitely be made that he's better than Bird. Argument can definitely be made that he's the better Laker than Magic.
I think he is.
I think an argument can be made. But in terms of what he's done, he was very important to the dynasty with Shaq, but Shaq was the guy. Now, Shaq doesn't win those titles without Kobe, but Kobe definitely doesn't win those titles without Shaq.
Okay.
At least in those years. And I think that is
I'd agree because Kobe should
talk about the years where in between Shaq and Powell where he struggled to get his team to the playoffs. When Shaq and Phil left, didn't make the playoffs. Phil came back, eighth seat, up 3-1 against the Suns, lose that series in 7. Very quick exits, and so I have to take that into account. Okay. I have to take into account his horrible performance against the Boston Celtics in their first matchup. Take that into account. I didn't take into account that game 7 of their second matchup. He didn't show up offensively. Ron Artest won that game. He did everything else because his shot wasn't falling. He had 15 rebounds that game. He played amazing defense, but he wasn't there at the stage. Kobe's my favorite player. I'm just being honest with him. I don't want to be called a homer. I think the 8 spot's good for him. LeBron hasn't done enough for him to be moved up yet. I'm sorry. He doesn't have the statistics yet. He's very close, but it's not there yet. He does not have the rings and
the finals appearances doesn't help?
No.
Does it
help Karl Malone that he made 2 and didn't win any?
You're comparing 2 to 7? 8?
I'm just saying. If you get there and you don't win, so if LeBron had got to all of them and he didn't win, what would that mean?
Greatest player to never win one.
Yeah, but would he be on your top 10 still?
Probably, just because of the numbers he's putting up and all these things.
My thing is if you get there and you don't, it's one thing if he was losing, but he has a losing record. So it's like you get in there and you're not closing out. That guy has to say something, especially you look at the loss that he had to the Mavs. Where he didn't even show up.
How much MVPs does Larry Bird have?
I believe he has.
I think he has 5.
5?
Season MVPs?
4 or 5.
No, I think he has 3.
Yeah, I agree. I think he has 3. 5 is bananas. In Magic era, he has 3.
5 is bananas. Yeah, I think he has 3.
Remember, they were going back and forth a lot.
Right, but you also got to consider Kareem in that time.
Kareem was old.
Nah, he doesn't have 5. The only people that have 5 is, that I know off the top of my head for sure, is Michael, and I think Kareem has, what, 6?
Kareem has 6, yeah.
Stat check for that, for sure. But no, I know Larry Bird doesn't. I think he has 3. 2 or 3. Even if you take away the sweep against the Spurs, he's still 3-4. Against teams,
to be honest with you, some of the best teams, finals teams.
He's played good finals teams.
Great finals teams.
Colin
is a three-time MVP.
Yeah. So I just think LeBron's four MVPs should overtake him with the three championships he does already have, regardless of how many times he's been to the finals. Regardless of the record to the finals is 3-5, I'm just simply saying that should be looked over. So that's why I'm putting him before Bird.
I mean, you guys have him as the best small forward in the game.
Yes.
I have him as top two. I think probably this year or going into the next season, he will pass Bird. But I don't think it's just an open shut case in terms of LeBron is so much better than Larry Bird. Because the other thing you guys are forgetting is the clutch factor of Larry Bird. He's probably top 10, top 5 clutch players ever in the league.
Yeah, but I mean, to me,
and to be as unathletic as he was, and to dominate the game as he did.
I've seen Larry Bird do some things, man. I wouldn't say he's unathletic.
Agreed.
I just don't think he was as athletic as others. But to say he's unathletic, that means he was just out there looking sluggish and sloppy all the time, and I don't think that was the case.
I have their stats here. Larry Bird averaged 24.3 points a game. LeBron 27.1. Larry Bird 10 boards. LeBron 7.3. Larry Bird 6.3 assists. LeBron 7. Larry 1.7 steals. LeBron 1.6. They're tied for 0.8 blocks a game. All right. LeBron has them in total points career wise. Larry Bird has them in rebounds. LeBron has them in assists. He has them in steals. He has them in blocks. He also has him in games by almost 2,000. So, you know, I'll definitely look up the stats to see where they were at 897, because that's how many games Larry Bird's played, and see how the stats compare at that point. But, like I said, I think that they're right there. I don't think that it's crazy to say either one of them is better than the other, but, I have Larry Bird in front of LeBron for now, with expecting him to pass him, especially before his career is done. And before LeBron's career is done, I definitely will have him in my top five. He probably will move into three or four, see how he finishes. Kareem is...
You have him, but you're still going to put him before Kobe. You're going to leave Kobe eighth. That's what you're saying.
Well, Kobe will then drop to nine when LeBron passes him.
Damn, man, you're hard on you.
I'm just being realistic on Kobe, man. I'm being realistic. And LeBron, I think to me, their opinions are always going to be top two, but I don't know if he passes Kareem. Kareem gets looked over very easily when it comes to
what he's done. I don't understand why.
Because between his college stats and what he did as a winner there, and then coming to the league and just dominating, leading the league in all time points, 6 finals MVPs. New championships, 5 or 6.
Six
season MVPs, 6 championships. He's up there in rebounds, he's up there in blocks, unstoppable move in the skyhook. Like
this, the most unstoppable move in the NBA.
Yeah. Shaq is a close second with his post move bully dunk.
And then Rajon's up there too with his post moves, period.
No, you could stop it if you didn't jump.
A lot of people didn't jump, though.
It worked. People, yeah. But if you didn't jump, you could stop Olajuwon's move.
But, you know, it's weird to me that he gets overlooked in the conversation. I have a number two, and I got to see if he's going to pass Kareem. I have him finishing third. I think I'll have a better argument to make for him to be number two if he passes Kareem in points, which I also have predicted that he will do it.
I've been said he's going to be all-time leader in points.
It's a good topic, though. But we have come to the end of our show, and that was a really good topic, man. I think we're gonna.
That was like a whole show.
We're gonna survive. This is part two of the show. I'm not putting these things together.
No, we're not.
I agree. I think we should do.
No, we're gonna. This is gonna be
A side, B side, like a cassette tape.
This will just be LeBron Legacy Special. That's how I'll put it, like that. All right. And, you know, we'll leave it like that. Because it was a good... If we do some more topics like that over the summer, I think we'll hold it down while MLB carry us into Hall of Fame football game.
Yeah, we'll throw in, a couple fights, boxing fights, a couple...
We didn't even touch Mayweather, McGregor.
Next week.
Yeah. I mean, what do we got to say about that? Nothing.
Let's talk about that in August.
4-4.
Nah, I said 8-12. Simply because no one's gonna knock out McGregor ever. They choked him out.
I don't think he's gonna get knocked out. I think he's gonna get a TKO. I think Floyd is going to surgically demolish him.
I think it goes the distance.
I think McGregor's gonna eat a
He's four. Never been a distance fighter.
It's for the money. It's for the money.
Wow.
Alright, listen. That's a topic
have to
for
talk
next
about it next week now?
Next week. Yeah, let's go a little bit more in depth. Let's go a little bit more.
Okay.
Alright, but that's it for the LeBron legacy. Good stuff, good stuff. And we'll see y'all next week. Have a good one, man.